and I'd like to call this meeting to order. Any public comment? Review of agenda. We're here to do the town meeting warning, town meeting reports, and I would like to add some How Hill project questions that have come up since the bid meeting on Thursday. On Wednesday. The bid meeting was on Wednesday, and both Sharon and Pomfret got these questions. You have a copy before you, so I'd like to add that. That really needs an answer before Monday. Any other suggestions? All those in favor of including the How Hill project questions on the agenda? Any opposed?
Did we have a motion?
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have a motion. I move that we should include those on the agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Town meeting warning is the first option on the agenda. Ben sent one on 123. And on that one, the only thing that was changed was on number 11, the amount of 176,381 was the unassigned general fund balance at the end of FY19.
Did you all see the emails I sent around on number 11?
How did you want that to word, Scott?
It's just simplified it. It basically just says, shall the voters reappropriate the FY19 general fund unassigned fund balance of 176,381 to the following purposes: 90,000 to the highway paving reserve fund and 86,381 to offset the amount to be raised in taxes for FY21. It's just a more abbreviated version.
Anybody have any thoughts?
I'm fine with that. My question is, have we decided that unassigned fund balance is the new term?
Yep.
Okay, because I've been on the board for 4 years now, and I remember duking it out with right. Laura Kent that it wasn't a surplus, and it's like, but how do you... So if
I think we're finally there. I think we finally there.
Okay.
I think last year I reread the budget narrative. Last year we used unreserved fund balance, but I think the proper term now is
unassigned
fund balance.
So that's, and if we want to reference it, this particular one we're talking about is the FY19 unassigned fund balance.
Correct.
Okay. Because one of the confusions is fund balance is too broad a term.
Right.
We have a fund balance right now, and next week we'll have another fund balance.
Right. No, it's. I think we're finally there in terms of
good
term we can all get on board with.
I move that we accept the Scott's modified Article 11.
Does anybody have that full document on the computer?
It's out on SharePoint. I can print it if you like.
Well, what I would like to do, if we adopt this language and we adopt this thing, I'd like to get it printed and signed.
Yeah.
And then get enough copies so that we can get it posted, because we're coming down to the days where it's got to be done.
Yeah. Let me print it right now.
Okay.
When you bring it, we need 3 copies for posting and 1 to leave on Becky's desk to file that we have to sign and staple them together.
Do you want to sign it first?
Only need to sign the 1 copy for Becky. The others don't need to be signed.
Oh, okay.
All the copies.
Well, we can sign them all. That's fine.
Then everyone is the same.
We can sign them all.
Or we can sign 1 and make copies to post.
Well, we can do that. You want to just do 1?
Yeah.
Just do 1 at first, Cindy.
Yeah.
Coming up, Cindy.
All those in favor of those corrections?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So we now need a motion to accept the warning as presented.
Well, I'll grab the one off.
Right.
I'll grab the one.
Need a second?
I'll second that, but I just want to ask a question. We're all in and we're all set now. It was really just 11.
The comment that I made to you yesterday regarding the accepting the things, VLTC concurs that doesn't have to be done.
Okay.
And that was just something nagging in my head.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I figured we had to keep doing this.
Yeah,
we might as well.
All right, let me fix that. Bear with me, everybody. I'm going to fix it. It just bled over into another page, so I'm just going to get this tighter.
Either that or make it bigger so that, well.
I can
keep it on, too.
Yeah, I'll keep it on, too.
Yeah, but what about John's signature?
John needs his own page.
So the budget narrative is I read through it quickly this afternoon. It looks like we're just substituting the new terminology in there. So they're using
the numbers needed to be addressed as well.
Yeah.
But basically, yes, and the select board report, as far as I am concerned, was okay when we adopted it three nights ago, whenever that was.
So it's just the budget
narrative. So it's just the budget narrative. And then this high bill thing.
Okay. What size is that? I'm looking at the budget narrative.
What size font is it?
Is it 10?
It shouldn't be. It should be. I'll check that. I'm not sure. Hang on, I'm going to take a turn to hear this.
This budget narrative is the one that's on the table here is the completely cleaned up one, right?
Yeah. I've got a question for the auditor, so before we go final on it.
Okay.
All right, I think we're there on this. I had to flex the margins a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Should come out now. 2 pages.
I guess.
So, are we ready to dive in on that?
Just as long, yeah. Just,
or you want to take it? You want
Frank
to
had some,
first?
Well, Frank had some questions. I don't. We want to get that signed, but Frank was. I think you should wait for Frank to sit down so
okay.
He can hear your budget,
sure.
Whatever. Because he was asking questions.
Okay, so what are we working on right now? Is this warning been approved?
That's what we just
approved
did.
The warning.
Okay.
Now you've got to sign it, and
absolutely.
We'll all sign it. Then we'll make copies and get it posted, and leave the original for Becky.
Who seconded the motion?
You did, didn't you, Scott?
Yeah.
Who wants to take ownership?
It's on the recording.
Why don't you sign, Emily, so we're at least in chronological order. Or whatever that's not the right word.
I don't think
you
I said.
You want me to sign up beside or below?
Oh, well, I don't
Let's
think
Let's go below.
And John is next. And we'll use whatever's left.
Baseball finder, man.
sign.
I'm sorry to be careful if it ends up being.
Yeah, I know. It ends up being worse. There you go.
Okay, that's how we're doing it.
Are you next on the list, Scott?
I'm not. I'm last.
Well, put yourself down at the bottom.
Yeah, I'll just
squeeze in.
Here, I'll just wait till you guys do your
use
and then frame.
I'll look at that. That we were left first. Here you go, Scott.
And you have how many copies of this you have now?
You're a freaking hog, man. Look at this big space.
So you have,
he's
you
the
have
John Hancock of
the computer. But you want it just sent on the computer, correct?
Oh, man.
Yes.
Whatever. Here you go.
Right?
Yeah, it's fine.
How many copies do we need?
Three, did we say?
Where's the top?
Well, we need to post this.
Where's page one?
Oh.
Four?
We need
four?
Three to post and one original.
The original is there, so we need three to post. And Scott, can you send, you changed the, you had the version, can you send it to
sure.
the audience?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that they can get it in the report.
Is this one to stay on Becky's desk?
That one's to stay on Becky's desk, and then we'll post the other.
Do you want PDF or
three.
Word? Do you want or both?
Both, please.
Yeah.
And you prefer it via email, not through shipping?
Yes. We want to make sure we get the right one. Same places we post the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. So I should deal with that?
Yes. But don't go out in the ice storm.
Okay.
We could have posted them, I believe, yesterday. But we have to get them posted within 30 days.
Yeah.
But so don't go out in the ice storm. I've got to go down through on Monday anyway.
You're going to have a nice storm? How you too?
On Sunday. Saturday night and Sunday.
Sorry.
It's going to be rain, but it'll turn to ice on back roads.
Maybe I can do it tomorrow.
That would be great. One of those can even go through. Yeah, that's okay. All right, are we now ready for the budget questions? Narrative questions?
Yeah, I've just got two questions. One's minor. I don't even think it's, I don't know how much it's worth. But the $50,959 is, if I recall correctly, we had a large, now that we have the right term, unassigned fund balance from FY19. Most of it went to pay for paving this year.
That's correct.
And all we're doing is taking basically the remaining unassigned fund balance.
Actually, that was assigned at the close of the fiscal year because that payment had to be paid. So
right.
Really,
it was never unassigned. It went straight.
It was never unassigned. It was, but
committed
that,
to that project.
She used that because it wasn't in a reserve fund, and that was what it was meant for. Except the bill came in late.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how to characterize this. Whether it's because basically, I think what we're saying is we expect to run a balanced budget for FY20, and therefore we expect that $50,959 to still be there at the end of the fiscal year, right? That's basically how we're thinking of it.
The $50,959 was there at the end of FY19.
Right.
That is all that was technically $251,000, whatever those, I can't remember what that figure was.
That larger figure, yeah.
But $201,000 plus or minus, I can't remember the exact figure, is already gone.
Right.
To balance, to pay the bill. And she left the other paving money in the reserves.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's accurate what it says now, but I'm just trying to think about what it really is. And it's basically, what we're basically saying is we expect to run a balanced budget for FY20, and therefore we still expect that much from the original unassigned amount to still be there at the end.
We
of the
hope
year.
So, yeah. But there's no guarantees.
Okay. The second question, and I don't know that it's worth changing anything about that, but the second question I had was around the FY18.
What paragraph, Scott?
Oh, yeah, now I'm going back up to paragraph two.
Two? Okay.
There's a FY18 unassigned fund balance of $69,370, and I'm curious where that number comes from, because what we've been doing for the past 3 years at least is we have, at the end of every fiscal year, we have basically cleaned up down to zero all of the unassigned fund balances. So there shouldn't have been any unassigned fund balance from FY17. Should have been after we finished town meeting the year before. It should have been zero. And we only added 32,624 to the fund balance last year at the end of FY18. So I don't understand where 69,370 comes from.
Budget?
You're
talking about the highway, right?
No, I'm talking about the general fund. And I looked at the... looked at the town report for me.
That number should be 32,624 in the narrative.
Okay.
So
the way you get there is at the end actual fiscal 18 ending town fund balance was 106,116. Subtract, and in that year, two disbursements were made out. One was to reduce taxes, and one was to make a payment to the building, I think the building reserve fund.
Yep.
Each payment was $36,746. And so this number, 69, only reflects one of those movements. So there should be another $36,746 subtracted from that $69,370. And I think if you do that math, Scott, you'll get to the 32,624.
Okay, but it should be 36,624 though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
$36,746.
That's how much.
Into
no, that was FY17.
That was signed out of the
fund
balance.
Okay, so the correction is
32,624.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Scott, there was a typo somewhere around there. I think the word has got
okay
misspelled. I don't see it in the clean, so maybe someone caught that.
I think that isn't in the one that he just printed out.
Okay. Yeah. I saw them in SharePoint about an hour ago.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I saw that. Was it?
So that's 69.
H capital A, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
The 69,370 should be
32.
So that should have been taken out twice, and I meant to put it once. That's my mistake. Put everything else on SharePoint. Scott looked excellent. And thank you for making those corrections.
Thank you for catching the errors.
So are there any other questions on this budget narrative? So is everybody happy with this?
Yes.
Then we need a motion to accept this as well.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of the budget narrative being approved to be put into the town report, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Then it is approved. Can you send that in a PDF and a Word document? Yes. To the auditors as well?
Will do.
Thank you.
And I'll copy right now so you can sign it. Do we need to sign it? Or
just... We do not need to sign it. No, it's just going in the town report. The only thing that needed to be signed was the one.
That's the one. Okay, gotcha.
And you sent a copy of that for the town report as well?
I did.
Okay, the only other thing that we have to deal with tonight, unless you guys have some more budget matters that we don't know about, hopefully not. Thank you.
Neil? Come on, Ted, you got something to
ask. Good. Okay. I went to the 122 bid conference, and there were several questions, and John is going to have to put out an addendum on Monday. And the first thing is, the question was, were we going to request that the asphalt price index would be used to adjust the base price that they bid on or not? What this asphalt price index is, the state of Vermont, VTrans, puts out monthly an asphalt price index, and that is a figure that they use to for contractors to increase or decrease the price of the product, so that you don't have to go back and rebid this. What happens if you don't allow them to use an asphalt price index adjustment? Then they're going to bid high because the asphalt price is volatile. Okay? If we do that, that is what Sharon would like to do. I went to their meeting last night briefly because John said they were going to discuss it. They felt that this would probably get us a lower price on the bids and a more competitive bid, because if something blew up in the Middle East or something, if the prices just flew, the contractor would be covered, but also we would be covered if it went the other way. Does anybody have any problem with that, or is that okay if we go along with that?
Yeah, so it's just a reference, right? It's just
it's whatever that asphalt price index is when they do the bid, and if it goes up by say 5%, by the time
it basically allows them to change the price they're charging us for the asphalt.
Yes, but also the other thing that happens is if you don't allow them to do that,
right,
then they're just going to bid high and put some fluff in,
right,
to cover themselves. So
but that's the price based on real world.
That is correct.
Just putting in a high bid.
The second issue brought up was dense graded stone. The units in the RFP were in cubic yards. It is going to be changed to tons to assume the unit weight will be added, so it'll be an apples to apples things.
Okay.
I assume you're all okay with that.
Yep.
Quality control questions were raised about the testing requirements, and this is pertains to dense graded stone and or asphalt. And so he was planning to require that the materials come from a VTrans certified source and have the contractor verify that when he gives us the slips. Those things are on the websites, and you'll see those notes in that paper that I gave you. And so Sharon went along with that as well. Fourth, the last day for questions is February 1. That way it'll get enough time for him to address any questions with another addendum if necessary before February 13th. The last thing that was brought up that was interesting and kind of important, there's several kinds of asphalt, and there's also premium asphalt. They call it PG70-28. And he would like to propose that that could be an alternate bid item, depending on where the bids come in. That's got a lot of... it contains polymers, it's more crack resistant, and it may last longer.
More flexible, basically.
And so he thought to know what it would cost to do the straight asphalt, or this PG7028 is an alternative item. If the bids came in pretty low, it might be something that we would want to consider. And Sharon thought that that was a good idea as well. Does anybody have any problems with that?
Yeah, just
adding
it as a how much extra.
It's an option, right?
It's as an alternate, isn't it? They'll bid on both the regular and also this premium product.
A supplemental price if you do that option, it would cost X amount more or whatever. I'm assuming.
So are we good to go on that one as well?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. That's all. He says he's gotten a couple other questions, but he didn't think that that would require select board approval.
No, and these are all published as part of the addendum to the RP, right?
He wanted to he called yesterday, and he also told me they were having a meeting last night, and I said, well, I said, when do you need this stuff? I said, because, you know, I said, we're having a meeting tomorrow night, and is that good enough? And he said, yes, that would be fine. He wasn't going to publish the addendum until Monday. So I will just write him an email and tell him that we're on board with the same things that Sharon was on board with. I went over there because their offices are closed on Friday, and I couldn't figure out what they were going to do, and I just wanted to know. I just figured this is a combined bid. We've kind of going to both be in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
These all seem to be reasonable items to me. But
so we did five items. I'm wondering if it would be proper just to make a motion that we approve the five requirements.
I think that would be excellent.
Five requirements that we reviewed, just so that.
I think that's great. Go for it.
So I move that we. Do you want me to list them out, or do you want
no,
to just refer?
No, I've got this document, and I can give this to Cindy.
So I
gave one to Cindy.
I move that we approve the five adjustments or
Answers to the questions.
Answers to the questions that were posed to us for the bid, for the...
That John will put in the addendum.
Second.
Any second?
John.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Great. I have one question for you, Frank. That big culvert, is that on Carver's that's right down there in the corner, just above his driveway? Or is that on, I know the upper side is on Carver's. Is the lower side on Carver's or is that on Brooks?
I'll have to look and see. I know where approximately where the line is, but...
So, well, here's the deal. That's a 60-foot culvert. And Scott Jensen is going to want that to be down low so that it doesn't make a trend. And so we're going to need permission, a temporary easement to get in there, or whoever doesn't, to get in there to do that.
Okay. I'll take a look at it. Mr. Carver's son, Chip Carver, has taken over the property, so he'd be the one.
Well, I'm more than willing for you to speak with him about it. The other thing is that if we're going to do anything with that vernal pool where the hump is that you and I looked at by the logging access, that's Carver's as well, right?
Yes, that is Carver's.
We would need, if we're going to put a culvert across his driveway to get that drained somewhat so that that isn't letting all that moisture into the road bed there, we're going to need to talk to him about that as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's probably out of the road right away, or you certainly wouldn't want to go doing anything without discussing it with him.
Can we get the ditch low enough on the other side of that driveway to...
Well, I went over... Jimmy asked me if I would go over with him, and so I did. And we discussed it on the way back. And he hasn't looked at it with a buying eye. But Jensen also suggested that to get that water out of there would be a good idea to...
I'm sure that's what the root of that problem is.
To get... if so, and whether we can dig that ditch down enough to get it over that hump or not, we're going to have to look at that with a little more of a buying eye, but hopefully we can work that out. You and I can get that.
The other thing we could do is cross the road, I suppose, if we had to.
Well, that we can do as well, and we could do one culvert on our own and get it done. Anyway, but we need to talk to him before we start tearing into things.
Yep. I talk to him about once a month, but I'll just email him and tell him.
Email him and tell him what's coming along. Because
I'll look on the map view thing to see.
Well, I don't. That border. I thought you might know. I don't know where that property line is. I know they used to have a fence up higher on below what is Brooks now. Whether that was the property line is anybody's guess. Anything else? Excellent. We are done.
I move to adjourn.
6:39.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Great. Thank you all very much for coming.